Bathhouse Ballads, February 27, 2011. Sucking a crystal failed to realign my wonky teeth. You can probably buy them back home, I've never looked, and you can certainly buy something similar in spray form. Medicines work better when you haven't a clue what they do. The addition of a language you can't read, plus the fact the medicine is traditional, and we all know the allure of Oriental traditions in Western culture, lends a mystique to the product in which we tend to put more faith than in Western medicine, and in which some put excessive faith. Of course, there may be some truth in the power of positive thinking, which can boost our health and possibly rid our bodies of cancers and impurities, so I don't want to be too dismissive of products which help to wish yourself well. For the last month, I've been laid up with painful knees, caused by too many trips down the local mountainside. My injuries stem from October. Shortly after, an infection of red eye stopped me using the gym and bathhouse. Instead, I took to the mountains and overdid it, and because I go down uneven ground, left leg leading, I've had persistent problems with that knee. The bout of red eye I contracted began on the very evening of the autumn festival, so it was only to be expected that the problems with my knees would flare up on the very eve of the Lunar New Year. Then I was recommended these large patches, passa, that you basically stick wherever you have a pain. You can buy them in any chemist, where they are available in different sizes. And though I can't read what the patches are supposed to do, I am confident that the miraculous powers of crystal crap are at work. Not only do some of the patches chill the area under them, numbing any pain, but they smell like they might work. There are many different brands, and while some are impregnated with conventional analgesics, others seem to be based on Oriental formulas, or possibly an East meets West medicinal fusion, a little similar to pizza and jam, or dongassa and tin fruit. On my second night of wearing them, I went to bed looking like something from Curse of the Mummy's Tomb, and on every area of my body where I had an ache or soreness, and I discovered a few, I stuck a plaster. I was sure they were working. That was until my doctor, of Western medicine, told me all they would do is reduce pain and totally lacked any further potential. Where the cold light of science doesn't shine to dismiss the incredible, we find sanctuary, and it's amazing the things we will subject ourselves to once we've taken solace in the concept, which is really no different from religion. A few years ago, I spent 18 months brewing a living jelly mould in a warm, dark corner of my house. Every few days, I would tap off the liquid on which it floated. Kombucha is a drink believed to have numerous health benefits if drunk on a regular basis, but it is difficult to prompt a thirst for it when it is basically mouldy water. However, in fairness, it was palatable, and a cross between a mild vinegar and apple juice. It is also mildly alcoholic. I have since tried commercial kombucha, and it was very refreshing, if not expensive. Kombucha tea is easy to grow, and you can birth yourself a batch with a cup of cold, sweetened tea, and within a month or so, you too can have a mother-sized jelly pancake from which you can make other batches at an accelerated rate. I have also heard of people eating the mould, also known as SCOBY, symbiotic colony of bacteria and yeast, by frying it. However, I found it too gelatinous and phlegmy to enjoy. Interestingly, kombucha has a long history throughout various parts of the world, including Russia, Japan, and Korea. Indeed, according to Wikipedia, the name gombu may have derived from Korea, and mould in Korean is gombangi. My faith in both the kombucha and passa patches of the non-analgesic variety is born out of my faith in the mystical powers of Eastern medicine, and it is the same faith which spurs crystal crap in general, as well as the wider interest in feng shui, known in Korea as bung su. The one problem with alternative medicine is that credible practices are lumped together with totally loony ones. I am sceptical, but selectively so, and for example, with muscle aches, strains and sprains, or joint problems, I go to an Oriental doctor before a Western one. Crystal crap, however, just seems to lack credibility. I have had several friends give me small crystals with instructions on where to place them, and then been told they would heal me or help promote good health. What I find rather amusing is that in the West, such crystals are always pretty and do make lovely ornaments, if that's your thing, but no one ever suggests you to put a lump of charcoal by your bed, and charcoal is used in Korean bathhouses, and no one ever tells you to use something ugly like coal or a chink of flint. And neither would I mind being recommended some crystal therapy with an ounce of jade, except for the fact I've bathed and saunaed in and slept on a couple of tons of it. Every time I go to the bathhouse, I end up bathing in one pool or another, or one sauna or another, where the walls are made from something, jade being the most common, which is supposed to benefit the body. Yet I seem no more benefited by such elusive powers than someone who has never set foot in a bathhouse. Perhaps I lack the faith to will myself well when it comes to crystals, but until sucking a crystal can rectify a badly rotted set of teeth, I will retain my scepticism.